Ricky, we enjoyed our day. Decent all-round performance. You wouldn't necessarily say we were on top all the while, but we took our goals well. Treves, you had a good game.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's a good win. Any win in this league is a good win. They're hard to come by, as we've found this season. So to get 3 points away from home, is the most important thing and the most pleasing thing. But no, I think, you know, I agree with you. I think the scoreline probably flattered us a little bit. I thought Kings Langley played some good stuff and created some good chances, and we defended well. We made some good blocks at crucial times, and the goalkeeper makes a couple of good saves, especially at 1-0. And then when we get the second goal, it gives you that little bit of a cushion. So just delighted. I mean, I went to watch Kings Langley against Hitchin last Saturday, and they got beat 6, and it was a similar sort of game. The scoreline, didn't suggest that Kings Langley are a bad side, and I think that again today was the case. But as far as we're concerned, it was just an important 3 points. It's 7 points from 9 sets up the game Tuesday night against St Neots nicely, and it's 3 consecutive games without conceding a goal from open play. So we're moving in the right direction, and as long as the players continue to keep working as hard as they did and have been, then we give ourselves a chance.
Didn't take Tom Knowles long to make an impact, did it? Not a bad sign in there.
Yeah, no, look, I watched him play on numerous occasions for Cambridge City, and he's a very, very talented footballer. Work rate, energy, enthusiasm, he backs his ability. He's very positive when he's got the ball at his feet. And his goal was a spectacular goal, wasn't it? What great touch, pace to get round the defender, and then the most beautiful chip that you'll probably ever see.
Perfect.
And then he obviously sets up the third as well with his awareness and the flick header. So yeah, great impact. But look, I think Ben Baker's done the same since he's come in. He's similar sort of player to Tom with his pace and his energy, and Clark in the centre of the pitch with Snaithy. We've got now players, and we've got players with pace, with energy, and that can get around the pitch, and we've got creativity with Eugene deeper, with Deck, with Rogan. Danny Watson, I thought, was outstanding again today. His link plays is second to none, and was unfortunate with a couple of long range efforts not to get on the score sheet. And then the back four have backed up the last two games with another clean sheet. So at this moment in time, things are looking up, but we just need to make sure we keep grounded. We don't become a good team overnight. It takes hard work, and like I said, we're moving in the right direction, and we'll be looking to try and continue on Tuesday against a good St Neots side.
Yeah, things changing in the back room as well, though. You've got Jack moving on. Want to say anything on that
front? No, look, over the last 3.5 years since we've worked together at St Ives, in the 4 years I've known him, we've become the closest of friends, and he knows how grateful I am to him for all his hard work and his loyalty during that period. He's contributed massively to our success. He will be, tremendously missed. I respect what he wants to do and the route he has to take to try and achieve that. And he's got my full support and my full backing, and I wish him all the very best going forward. And obviously we'll stay in contact, but I know that he'll go to Bedford and be a success.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers,
I think
Mike.
That goes from everyone at the club as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.
Thank you.